Almighty God, by your Son, have mercy upon us. Son of David, have mercy upon us. Amen. Please be seated. I might have had a sermon today that keyed into the themes of the stewardship letters that have been written and shared. There are more of those coming, of course, but that changed yesterday. And the only thing I know to do when we suffer a tragedy like this, as Christians, on Sunday, is to hold fast to the collect that was prayed. Not printed in your bulletin, but that's okay. The collect asked that we, by faith, hope, and charity, that we may hold fast to the promises that God has made us. Christians didn't start gathering and praying and forming small communities because of fancy theology or beautiful vestments or really interesting in choirs classes. They gathered because of a community. They gathered because Jesus said, "I care about you, and I see you, and I know you." And everywhere that Jesus went, people followed as a community of care. At that time in the world, if you were not rich, if you were poor, if you were not a tradesman, if you were not a Jew, or if you were not a Roman citizen, you could only be a member of one of these organizations or these cliques or these clubs. There was nothing that bound people of difference together other than poverty. But Jesus created a community that said, "I don't care whether you're male or female, a good Jew or a Gentile or a bad one. I don't care who you are, where you come from, who your mama was. We are going to be a new kind of people, and I'm going to show you the way. It's God's way, and it's a way of love that is self-giving servanthood. If you're up here, then you're called to serve those here. If you're down here, you're called to take up the power of the resurrection and be a whole person." This church is composed of people of different education, different background, different profession, different everything. We hold on to the promises of Christianity that didn't lead to glory and unicorns and parties. It led to a cross. It led to an execution. It led to dashing the hopes of this small fledgling community's beloved leader, dashed at the foot of a Roman cross. And were it not for what God did to raise this dead man back to life and take him up into eternity, were it not for that, these promises would not hold much more than the teachings of humanism do. Be good. Care for others. Violence has no place. Hatred. Wickedness. Bigotry. Judgment of difference have no place in this church. Catholic Apostolic Church of God? None. The cross, if you hate someone, climb the cross and let that hate die, that you might be saved. That is the hope we hold on to. That by trusting that God really did what we have received in these stories, by trusting God, that we are made part of something that is life-giving, eternal, caring, and that will change this world. Whatever is wrong with our culture, whatever this cancer of growing violence is, it has to do with a lack of community, of learning how to care for people who are different than you are, and different than I am. We are Christians. We are called to trust God. Faith. Not a little, all that we can. We are called to have hope, to not be deterred by the evil and the violence of the world, but to stand with courage in the face of it. And we are called to have charity, that is, to give as God gave, as Jesus gave, when he washed his disciples' feet and said, "Do what I have done to you. Serve one another in love. Do for one another whatever needs to be done that is caring, that is healing, and that is life-giving. To do otherwise is not to obey our Lord." So let us go forth into the world with that in our heart and spread it everywhere we can, and open the doors of this place and fill it with people